It is 12:42. Welcome back to the KWMT Power Lunch. As we say good afternoon to Dr. Elwin Taylor. Good afternoon, Elwin.
Well, good afternoon, Duane. I hope you're enjoying a pleasant summer day.
Yeah, we are. In fact, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday are pretty much going to be identical days with temperatures in the low to mid-80s and overnight lows in the 60s. So, yeah, we're going to enjoy some sunshine here for a few days.
Well, I think that probably no one will complain about that unless their lawn is going dry and they don't want to spend the money to put water on it. And if they have a farm, they're probably thinking, usually it's about 10 days after the lawn starts to look like it's falling apart because of dryness and heat until we start to see some loss in the field from corn, maybe from the soybeans as well. So this is a thing that people are now starting to be alert to. We went through the past month, June, usually our wettest month of the year, that, well, it was kind of starting off like normal, but then things just kind of quit. And some places have told me that they haven't had really a good significant storm all this month to date, and they're wondering if we're in a drought, and some places are, but it's not widespread as a drought.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you that myself, because we're starting to see Iowa kind of being targeted when it comes to comments and so forth with dry conditions and so forth, and like you said, I know there's isolated pockets. I guess, what are some of the concerns right now as you look at some of that dryness, Elwin?
Well, of course, this is the time of year when the crops need the most water. Their leaves are fully developed, at least we hope so. And both in the corn and the beans, people ask me, they say, now when I look out there and see the spots in my field, or maybe large areas, looking gray in the middle of the day, I think that's because the leaves are folding up. Well, with soybean, that's right, the leaflets fold together, sort of, and you see the gray bottom side of them. And when that's going on, they lose about half of their productivity for the day. And when corn is all rolled up, it loses about 1% of its yield for every 10 hours that the leaves rolled. Now, I've been driving around in not within 20 miles of Ames, and I haven't seen any leaf rolling. In fact, the fields look very nice.
Well, one of the things I think that sticks out in this area is probably some of the sandy soil where there's corn planted. I haven't really noticed the soybeans, but it looks like the corn in the sandy areas and some of the river bottom type areas are probably the ones that are showing the most stress right now, the way it looks.
Well, and I guess what you do is you just keep track of what your loss will be on that. And that helps with some decision-making. But when we look at the forecast, at least it's not harsh for the next few days or weeks. Right now, there's a cold front that recently came through, another one, and another one in Canada coming. And so we expect that by the time we're into the 1st of August, we'll have had these three cooler fronts come in. Now, they won't all bring precipitation with them because they have to be far enough apart that more moisture moves in from the Gulf of Mexico for the front to tip off significant rain to happen in the area. The moisture that falls from our rain and even thunderstorm events of rain, most of the moisture comes from the Gulf of Mexico fairly directly, at least 80% of it does. And if we have moisture from some other place, that happens occasionally, especially close to the Great Lakes, and rarely for Iowa do we get Great Lakes moisture. It's enough of it to have an effect on our actual amount of precipitation. So we're watching that, but mainly I'm kind of keeping an eye on these three cold fronts that are coming in. That could kind of take away some of the edge that is putting a bit of stress on the crops from the amount of water being demanded rather than from too much heat. Actually, heat itself doesn't damage the crop until it's up in the order of somewhere over 105 degrees. And the plants themselves need to have temperatures about to 110, But we start to see significant damage usually because of lack of water rather than the temperature, because when the temperature goes up, the plants use water faster. And so that's the thing that we're paying attention to. And as I look at the outlook, the National Weather Service tells us, well, it's kind of iffy where we're at, but we can expect to be on the dry side of usual. We can expect to be to the warm side of usual for this next 8 to 10 days.
Now, I wonder, are you looking at any bigger weather patterns right now, La Nina, El Nino? Are they showing any indication of either direction right now?
The El Nino that we've had going on is really in a weak condition. It's not gone, but it's weakened. So that doesn't mean that its full effects will get to here. Now, I talk about its full effects, and that's important because El Nino is the friend of the farmer, I mean the farmer who wants good yields, because usually the El Nino brings weather conditions closer to our average, and average weather conditions, both summer, winter, spring, fall in Iowa, is what made the state great for crop production and is still the magic formula. So that's the reason El Nino is our friend. It tends to bring things to more normal. La Nina, which is kind of in the wings right now, almost waiting to move in on us, is just the opposite. It tends to be on the hot, dry side of usual. But it isn't a factor at this time, but people are starting to ask me if it is a concern. And the answer, of course, yes, it is a concern. The soil temperatures are favorable at all depths, the way it looks to the places on our experimental farms where we have thermometers, and so I have information. And I am not hearing any reports now of tiles still running, but I assume some are, because no one's been calling me and say, okay, the tiles have quit running. Does that mean I'm out of water? No, remember the day the tile stopped running, you had all the water at the tile depth that the soil could hold, and it was just the excess coming out of the tiles, and it's excess that the plants couldn't have used anyway. When there's too much water in the soil, the roots don't grow because they don't have the oxygen, the air to do so, and so that's why tiles are so important. So that there can be both the moisture that the soil can hold, but not more than it can hold, causing it to be waterlogged, which drives the air out of the little gaps between soil particles that is so important for our crops, our crop development.
All right, great information. Ellen, is there anything else you want to add here today while I've got you on the telephone?
Well, I just wish everyone the best, and yes, all the way out to 14 days, that would be through August the 9th. We do expect the temperatures to be kind of on the edge of above to below normal, right where it switches over. But we do anticipate that we could be slightly to the dry side. But I'm glad that the forecasts just say slightly and a chance rather than a big risk at this time.
All right. Very good. Well, Ellen, as always, we appreciate your time here today. And you enjoy the week, and we'll talk again next Monday then.
I look forward to that. I wish everyone the best.
All right. Very good. Again, Dr. Ellen Taylor this afternoon, 1252, True Country, 540 KWMT.